We will be back in 60 seconds after this word from Sprint PCS, the top Carolina Panther excuses for losing the Super Bowl, and Mike and Phillip's take on the Super Bowl next at KQ.
But Veronica said she was flirting with
the Stevens house, 7 p.m.
Susie's night minutes don't start till 9. So she talks to us for another, 2 hours.
I notice she's braiding your hair.
Yeah, ouch. The braids sort of go along with it, I guess.
Here, with Sprint, unlimited night minutes start at 7 instead of 9. And they're the only ones that built their network from the ground up, and they built it right.
2 more hours? How'd you guys do it?
We just turned back time.
Introducing unlimited night minutes starting at 7 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. on new service plans. That's 2 more hours each weeknight. And now get 2 Sprint PCS phones, Nokia model 3588i. Each free after $150 instant or mail-in savings. Sprint PCS, the clear difference in wireless.
Instant savings at participating Sprint stores. 2-year agreement required. Activation and termination fees apply. Not available everywhere. See stores for details.
You're listening live to the KQ92 Morning Show.
7:41, 19 minutes till 8 o'clock, 19 degrees and snowing lightly. We should get about another inch and a half, maybe, of snow. Inch and a half, something like that. 23 for the high later on. It's going to get very windy overnight tonight. And then tomorrow night, it's going to get down to 12 below. After that, it looks like it's going to get above zero and stay there for a while.
Is it still supposed to stop snowing around 9?
It's supposed to, yeah.
12 below tonight?
No, tomorrow night.
Oh. Tonight
is going to be a 10 below wind chill because it's going to be so windy.
Because the last forecast I saw said it wasn't getting below zero again.
I hope you're absolutely
in the near future, but that included tomorrow night. So
yeah. But it has to with all the snow eventually.
Really, you think?
Mm-hmm.
But it often does.
It's not going to get below zero again, Tom?
Well, it might. This forecast I just looked at said it will tomorrow night for the last time.
We're close to the back stretch.
Well, I hope you're right because it is February 2nd. It's Groundhog's Day.
We need it.
That's
man.
Right.
And we do need it.
Too much whiteness out there.
Way too white for you, man.
It can never be too white.
Oh, way too white for you.
It can never be too rich. Never be too rich or too white.
Nope, it's true. Sprint PCS brings you the top Carolina Panther excuses for losing the Super Bowl. In my mind, I'm gone. Who wants a Super Bowl ring anyway? Male jewelry is so metrosexual. Overconfident after beating them at Madden Team 2004 the previous night. They do, by the way.
That's right, yeah.
It's true. I would say the biggest excuse, of course, they had for losing the Super Bowl, the team bus was driven to the stadium by Alex Trebek. Gee, Alex got in a car accident. You see that?
Yeah, the cops on the scene must have had a field day with him.
Oh, time. Yeah.
Can't you see that? The cops saying things like, cause of accident, you know.
What is
right,
falling
exactly.
asleep at the
wheel? In
the form
of a question, please.
Yes. How long were you airborne? What is 40 feet? I guess he was 40 feet in the air.
He was probably knocked senseless, so he couldn't answer.
Well, there you go. By the way, we just learned that Deborah Caulfield Ryback is married to R.T. Ryback's brother.
Okay.
So, again, I would say the tip of the cap to Deborah, because unless she hates R.T., I'm not saying she does, but I'm, just, you know, because I do go after RT quite a bit, and she was still fair with the article. So I just, you know, somebody with some ethics.
Well, you know, we're not used to articles about us being fair because of the fact they're usually written by columnists.
Yeah, and it's not that it's pro KQ Morning Show or anti KQ. It's just fair.
But the point is, you know, the columnists they have free reign.
Yep.
They can inject, and I guess they're supposed to inject their perspective. But you know,
are they?
Well, yeah, if it's a column, sure.
I suppose, yeah. You're probably right. I liked the article. I thought it was good. But anyway, back to the top Carolina Panther excuses for losing the Super Bowl. The defense mistakenly watched tape all week of Wayne Brady instead of Tom Brady. Yeah, that's a problem.
That would be a problem.
The linebackers didn't get any of the stuff that Howard Dean takes before speeches. Boy, Howard is gone. Did you see that?
Boy, did he fall off the face of the earth.
Oh. He's just disappeared.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not in double digits anywhere.
No.
This is it.
Did he bring new people into the party like he said?
I didn't see it happen.
Well, I think he did briefly.
Yeah, for a minute. Yeah, you're right. Black players not able to shake that feeling of overratedness.
Oh.
I think that's the drug addict blowhard's take on Donovan McNabb he's talking about.
Hey, he's still on that one.
Offensive line got run over by Robin Givens on the way to the game. Because Robin Givens ran over an old lady last week.
That's right.
Players couldn't run as fast because of the woody they got from seeing Janet Jackson's boobie. Michael Jackson secretly poured white wine in order to make Jesus Gatorade. And finally, the top Carolina Panther excuse for losing the Super Bowl. Couldn't have celebrated a victory anyway because Joe Namath snuck into the locker room and drank all the champagne.
That's cold.
Joe. Your boozy buddy there, Philip.
And speaking of Joe and, of course, Susie.
Susie, yeah.
Did you notice a little omission last night? Someone missing?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Where was Bonnie?
Yeah. Oh, Bonnie was there.
Well, are you nuts?
She was there. Didn't you see her?
I never saw her.
Oh, she looked gorgeous.
Three times, and she had the, God, what do you call that, with a really tight scarf around her neck, Michael.
No, she looked very, very pretty.
So I missed her entirely.
Oh, that's too
they
bad.
They went to her in the pregame. They went to
see,
her,
I didn't see that.
At the close of the first half.
That's where I saw her.
I was gone by then.
They came back at the start of the second half, and they went to her at the end of the game, and she looked spectacular.
Yeah, she did. She was very
pretty. Is that an older looking
She's
lady?
Better looking.
No.
Every,
I want to kiss you.
No, you're
She's
thinking
looking
of,
every week.
God, who's my who's Philip thinking of?
What, the one on ABC on Monday Night Football?
Leslie Visser.
Leslie Visser. Is that
Leslie Visser. She's looking pretty good these days.
Visser? She doesn't look good.
Bad. She had a little makeover there surgically.
She had knee surgery? She had the Bill Carlson knee surgery?
I think she did, yes.
I'm glad to hear it. So, fellas, what'd you think? You watched the game? What do you think?
Well, I mean, my perspective on it is that of a gambler. So, you know, I regard the Super Bowl as one of, what, 267 games?
So did you lose?
I lost, but I didn't bet much. Because, again, I mean, to me, a game between Detroit and Chicago in October is a better game to bet on than the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
So I didn't get too caught up in that. I was disappointed in the game, I guess, from what I watched, which was pretty casually. I was disappointed because I thought there was going to be all this great defense. And it was like touch football.
Yeah, it was touch football. You're absolutely right. I thought, to tell you the truth, that neither team is very good. Although I thought it was a good game, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it was fun to watch. There's not one team in the NFL you could say, boy, that's a good team.
Well, both teams made great adjustments, Tom. But yeah. What was the final spread on the game?
Seven.
It was seven, yeah.
Seven?
It was pretty much seven the whole way. It was a terrific number.
I don't know how you give up seven and you got a top-rated defense.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, I don't know.
Seven.
Well, you had two top-rated defenses, and New England was covering for a while. I mean, it's the point is that the number was good because it divided the betting public.
Right.
So there was no question the number was solid. It didn't waver much. It was 6.5 to open with. It went to 7, and that's where it stayed. I don't know. I just thought when two teams are capable of doing something, supposedly two teams with great defenses too, when you see a game where teams are doing things offensively they couldn't do all year,
mm-hmm.
for them to be able to do it in the Super Bowl is a little strange.
Like New England running the ball.
Yeah. And you know, just neither one of these teams scored that much during the regular season.
No, God, no.
I don't know why it's such a big surprise that New England doesn't run the ball. That back's been a top back since they got him from Buffalo.
Well, they had a good game yesterday.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What are you talking about? He's gained 3.5 yards per carry all year.
They were tough 3.5 yards. And them 3.5 yards.
Well, of course they're tough. When you're slow, they're always tough.
No, but hey, if you saw every big play was set up off of play action, you know, just that back pounding up in there and trying to shut down that run. You know, big plays.
You know,
there's
probably 25 better runners in the league than Antoine Smith.
Yeah, well, I doubt that.
And there are 25 better spellers, by the way.
Well, yeah.
The name Antoine.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Antoine or Antoine or Antoine, but.
Antoine, I think it is, isn't it? But he pronounces it Antoine.
I think he pronounces it Antoine.
They had the better running game, and he had the better threat of the running game, and they were able to capitalize on it, Tom.
Now, Philip, I have to ask you a question, and Mike, obviously, your opinion on this. I wish I could name the players, but I only watched, I would say, about 7.5 minutes of the second quarter and 7.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's all I saw of the game. Mm-hmm. The two ending halves, right? Ends of both halves. There was a play where, God, somebody came over the middle and was hit right in the face with a clothesline. You saw the same play that I'm talking
about. Yeah,
Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good play.
But
very legal.
It's not legal to hit somebody in the face with a forearm, is it?
Well, he got him on the shoulder pad right on the chest and he threw up to his neck.
Yeah.
Which, admit, you got to tackle a guy.
I know, Philip.
What do you want to do in football, man?
I don't think it was as vicious as it appeared to be when you saw it just bam, bam, right away.
No, it's a regular tackle.
Yeah, I think, and I hate to say this, I think Philip is right.
Hey, what? The worst one was when the guy broke his nose.
It looked vicious.
That was tough.
No, that was the worst one.
No question about it. Coming up in 10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, on to South Carolina, and the Black Vote. Our special guest, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, on the Black Vote in his new book, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. Music coming up this morning from Tom Petty, Tommy James, and Led Zeppelin at KQ.
This is Robert Mann.
Hi, this is Jimmy Page. You're listening to KQ 92.
Minnesota's classic rock station, KQ92, Led Zeppelin at KQRS, 7:55, 5 minutes till 8 o'clock. We want you to join the KQ workforce payroll at $100 an hour plus bonuses, just for having all your radios at work tuned to KQ92. We're taking applications now to get on the KQ workforce payroll. If you'd like to apply, do so on our website, 92kqrs.com, or fax us your name at work listen location plus phone number, 612-623-9292. We start hiring every weekday morning before 9. If you hear your name in the air, call 989-ROCK or 989-ROLL within 9 minutes 25 seconds. You're on the clock making the big bucks. In addition to the $100 an hour salary, every new KQ Workforce member today picks up dinner for four at Timber Lodge Steakhouse. And all Workforce members this week qualify for a trip for four to Fort Myers to see the Minnesota Twins in spring training action. Trip includes air and three nights hotel at South Seas Resort. Supposed to be beautiful. The ultimate beachfront escape nestled along the turquoise tides of the Gulf. What do you think of that action? From worry-free vacations and KQ92. Got a little wordy there. I like that. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest, the author of Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, next at KQ.
Hi, this is Don from Quest, and you won't believe our new Quest Choice business plan. It's by far our most flexible and economical plan ever. With Quest Choice Business, you get unlimited local service and your choice of any five standard features, including voicemail, all for just $39.99 per month. Plus, there are no contracts to sign, ever. Add long distance and you'll pay only 5 cents a minute per line. And never more than $20 a month for all your long distance calling. But don't tell your employees, otherwise they'll be calling their folks in Florida all the time. And you can add high-speed internet access starting at $15 a month. There's no other plan out there quite like this. Simple and affordable. That's our spirit of service in action. If you're not on the Quest Choice business plan, call 1-888-LD-QUEST or visit us at quest.com. Available to Quest local business customers. Long-distance service provided by Quest Long Distance. Actual DSL speeds vary and require DSL modem purchased or rented through Quest. Taxes, incremental charges, and surcharges extra. Ask your Quest representative for details, plan and feature restrictions, and limitations.
You bet I did my homework before I had laser vision correction. I wanted it all. It had to be affordable. But I also wanted one of the most experienced doctors and the latest technology. I found it all at LASIK Plus. With their See Now, Pay Later event, I don't pay any interest until March of 2005. That's right, 2005. With monthly payments as low as $39. That's a steal, since I saw Dr. Whiting, Minnesota's most experienced LASIK specialist, benefited from custom wavefront technology and choice of three lasers for personalized treatment.
With the LASIK Plus See Now, Pay Later event, you'll benefit from our best financing ever. Zero down, zero interest until March of 2005. Your payments could be as low as $39 a month. To qualify, call 1-800-243-EYES. But hurry, for our See Now, Pay Later event, you must act by March 31st. Call LASIK Plus at 1-800-243-EYES. 1-800-243-EYES.
A gift from Goodman Jewelers goes straight to the heart.
I love her so. Does she must know?
Sometimes we feel so much for someone, we can't get the words right. But with a Valentine's Day gift from Goodman Jewelers, no words are necessary. Since 1907, people have counted on their Goodman professional jeweler to feature only the finest, most distinctive jewelry. And right now, save 25% off the regular prices on a selection of ruby jewelry, like our stunning diamond and natural ruby ring, pendant, and earring set. Just $99.99, presented by our two free huggable bears.
shop their 10 convenient locations. Free financing for 1 year available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payments required.
It was one of those lovely, lazy Sundays. The rain danced across the panes of the French doors opening to my veranda, which overlooked a sleepy city that, like me, was taking a break from the usual frenetic pace. As I lounged in front of a roaring fire sipping peppermint tea, I thought myself lucky to have such a peaceful home. Just then, the rain burst through my skylight, making me realize I had actually fallen asleep on the plaid couch in my apartment, and renting would never let me save for a down payment on my dream home.
Sounds like someone needs the no-money-down purchase option from Fieldstone Mortgage. Fieldstone is right here in Bloomington, so they can look closely at your unique situation. No down payment, damaged credit, self-employed.
I guess that gaping hole in my roof could qualify as a skylight.
Their creative financing programs can make your dreams a reality. Fieldstone Mortgage Company. For a free consultation, call 1-866-GO-LOANS. 1-866-GO-LOANS.
Honey, you know what?
What?
My name is Cupid Valentino.
And you know what else?
What?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Honey, why is your pocket referring to itself as Cupid?
Because I put your new T-Mobile phone in it. See, that's the ringtone.
Oh, honey.
Can I dig that?
That's so sweet.
Say happy Valentine's Day.
Get more with T-Mobile. Download free Valentine's ringtones now. Plus, with T-Mobile, couples talk free. Get unlimited mobile to mobile and 400 whenever minutes to share for just $49.99.
You know what else?
What?
When Cupid knocks at your door, you can't ignore me.
Is your pocket trying to sweet talk me? T-Mobile. Get more.
Call 1-800-T-MOBILE. Mobile-to-mobile minutes can be used with any T-Mobile phone on our domestic T-Mobile network. Limited time offer. Service agreement required. Restrictions apply.
Right now through February 14th, download free Valentine's ringtones only with T-Mobile. Visit T-Mobile.com or a T-Mobile store for details.
Tom Izzo with the jizzle and the Daz whizzle.
What the hell is that? The NHL All-Star Game is coming to St. Paul February 8th, this Sunday. And beginning Tuesday, tomorrow, February 3rd, NHL All-Star Fantasy arrives featuring NHL interactive and merchandise displays. You want to go? One sure way is in an all-new Dodge Durango. It's going to snow, by the way, Terry. Yes, if it was going to stop snowing at 9, there's no way. It's coming in like there's no tomorrow.
Really? How much more do you think?
I don't know. Looks like at least a few inches. I mean, there's a huge system coming our way. Anyway, your Dodge dealer can put you in a Durango. Like the one I drive, it's roomy, all-new interior, offers available seating for up to 7 with all-new power, thanks to an available 335-horsepower Hemi V8. Plus, you get Dodge's 7-year or 70,000-mile powertrain-limited warranty. The all-new Durango, big size, smooth ride, Hemi power. You can see that your Dodge dealer now. I should mention, by the way, I still own a 6-year-old Durango. Runs like there's no tomorrow, goes right through the snow, phenomenal. So it's not one of those vehicles that's going to give out on you after a year or two. I still got it. Wonderful car.
And you drive like crap, so that's saying a lot.
You want to talk about pot kettle. You saying I drive like crap is a joke. You're the worst driver I've ever seen. Don't you think?
I have no comeback.
Grab life by the horns, grab a new doll. I have no comeback. Grab life by the horns, grab an all-new Durango, and we'll see you at the game.